Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot of news to get to, but I wanted to open with something that happened to me this weekend that I was kind of a reality check. And I wasn't expecting it to hit me so hard, and it's hitting me kind of hard, and I just thought I wanted to share it with you, because I always feel bad when I talk to you guys. So I have taught medical students since I was a medical student myself. I have just taught individuals, and I have been very well researched. I read the Journal of American Medical Association, I read The Lancet, I read the British Medical Journal, the European Union of, or the European Journal of Urology. I mean, I read every research magazine I can in the time I have to stay up to date. I've passed all my tests. I've passed all my boards. I've recertified without ever failing. And I feel like I know a lot. Well, this weekend we have the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference, which is fantastic. And Dr. Jeff Ng did a Jeopardy game. He does this Jeopardy game where the students and residents compete against each other, and they have to answer questions in the form of a question, how it's done on Jeopardy. Well, this time, they allowed there to be a quote-unquote lifeline. So attendings, like myself, or, you know, a doctor that's a grown-up doctor, all right, if we're going to use those terms, right, could help. So there were students that went to my my college, my alma mater, and are a part of a program that I went to. So they said, all right, Dahlia, you and, you know, my other doctor friend, you guys are going to be their lifeline. And me and my friend are like, oh God, man, we're going to mess these guys up. And then everybody else got lifelines, and those doctors are like, okay, well, you know what? They don't know more than us. I mean, you know, we're still younger, so we're still up to date. We're studying. We're good on our boards. We're good. We got this. Well, as the questions were coming, we weren't much help. And then, I started to feel like when I was a student, you know, they go, okay, so what is the blah, 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 blah. You know, and I was like, oh, crap, do you know that? I don't know. Oh, crap. Don't ask us. All right, so we immediately, you know, we're perceived as being kind of useless. Then the program director comes to sit next to us to help the students, and I'm like, okay, good. Then I trained him, okay, because he was under me in residency. So I'm like, you know what? I don't know if you're going to be much help. And here we go again, missing some of the questions. So finally, one of our students, our students now are on the team with the least amount of points. So they're, I mean, really losing. Meanwhile, we're beat red. I'm holding my head. And one of the students answers this question. And, because I didn't know what the hell the answer was. And all of a sudden the student goes, cutaneous, what is cutaneous mastocytosis? I know what cutaneous mastocytosis is. I just didn't recognize that would be the answer or ask it a question. And they go, correct answer. You guys get, you know, 500 points. And, you know, me and these, we're like, whoa. And so, you know, we asked her, we go, how did you know that? I mean, you as a student, you know, that's still kind of a big grown-up diagnosis. Usually the students don't do too much with that diagnosis. How did you, and this is family medicine, mind you. Family medicine docs do not always deal with cutaneous mastocytosis. So I'm like, how did you know that? And she's like, well, I have a friend who had cutaneous mastocytosis. So I, you know, look to my left, I look to my right, and I go, I need new friends. Because the breadth of medical ailments I have, you know, end up just being in the STD realm. I mean, I don't know anything else other than that. I better get some new friends. Then they started to ask some questions below the belt. And, you know, the students were like, I'm like, it's ceftriaxone. It's this, this. And then we started to get them right. So as long as the questions were STD related, we got that. We got it. The other ones were a little tricky. But, you know, I talked to my friends after that, and I go, look, you know, I know we had a lot of fun, but is something wrong? I mean, how do we, having gone to medical school and having studied and had read journal after journal, how do we know less than the students? And I get it, the students just read their, you know, Robbins pathology book or Harrison's internal medicine, and I know that they were just in the classroom, and me, you know, I was just at goofy golf. So I get, and remember I told you guys, students and residents that are right out of residency are some of the best. My best doctoring was right out of residency and while I was in residency, because everything is just so fresh and so new. But what bothered me is like MS, multiple sclerosis. We learned about multiple sclerosis. There was a couple types. Now there's 5 types of multiple sclerosis. So I go, is it because we busted our butts and we gave up our youth and we studied so much just to find out that a lot of what we learned is now different, is changed? And, you know, a lot of us kind of older doctors, you know, started to kind of realize, oh, wait a second. You know, we not only have to keep up our learning, but we sometimes have to relearn things. And when you find that your students are starting to know more than you in some aspects, it makes you rethink your career. And it makes you rethink if this is what, you know, if you want to go back and relearn. And I'm wondering if this is why a lot of doctors quit and retire. And in fact, I said out loud in the middle of the game, I didn't mean to, I'm like, maybe I should retire. You know, and you can hear people in the back going, yeah, please stay, for the love of God. But you, when you're a student and when you go through education, you basically sacrifice years of your life, you sacrifice so much of yourself to get that degree, and you know you have to keep things up, but nobody tells you that so much of what you learned could be obsolete, and you just need to relearn everything. This is why IT, people in IT, you know, struggle, because there's so much that's new that then the new guys come, and the new guys come, and they know everything. And, you know, here you are having worked on your, I don't know, you know, Macintosh Pro, and unless you are spending that same time, you just can't have that idea of, if I put all my time and effort now, I'll get to rest and relax later. You don't. Fields are changing too much. These industries are changing. And I gotta tell you, man, these students, man, they're smart. And I don't want to go back to medical school. I don't want to go back and relearn everything. I also don't want to give them the wrong answers like I did. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we might have a little bit of good news. Monkeypox does seem to be slowing down a touch. Now, we still have cases rising, but they don't seem to be rising as quickly as they once were. So the U.S. case count, remember we were going up about 1,000 a day? That then went to about maybe 800 a day. Now I think we're at about 500 to 600 a day. So our total count from monkeypox is now at about 18,100. The states with the most numbers are, of course, the most populous. New York has about 3,200 cases clocked. Texas, 1,600. California, 3,200 to 3,300. Florida and Georgia have 1,800 and 1,300, respectively. And then many other states they have in the hundreds. Virginia, 300. Washington State, 332. Wyoming, 2. It looks like we have cases now in every single state, including Hawaii. Hawaii has about 18 cases. So it's moving slower. I said this was going to be a lot slower than we saw with COVID, thank God. And hopefully things are starting to stave off a little bit. From a global standpoint, I think we were at 45 or 46,000 yesterday. I believe today we're at about 48,000 from a global standpoint. The U.S., of course, is the most common country, or the country with the most amount of cases. But it looks like, from a global standpoint, it's only going up about 1,000 a day. Now, again, we have to be very, very careful with the data because we don't know how to infer if that means just people aren't testing. People are like, you know what, I'm just going to hide it. I don't really want the drama. Or you have individuals that have it. They can't get to a medical provider. They don't have money to get to a medical provider. And they're like, you know what, forget about it. I'll just deal with it at home. So you always have to assume that these are underestimations. But my thing is the fact that they have slowed down in numbers. Now, this is in reported numbers, is a good sign. Now, what have I seen personally? And I'm licensed in multiple states, and I try to see at least 20 patients a day. It's really hard to do, you know, when you have a media career and everything we do, but I try to see as many as I can. I am seeing rashes. Some of them look like pox, and I send them to the ER to get swabbed and tested. But maybe no more than one a day. So to me, that's still a lot for something like this. But I think it is going to be slowing down. The only problem is we have had our first monkeypox virus death. This occurred in Texas. It's an adult, not named, from Harris County, Texas. He died while infected with monkeypox. We believe he's male. And we don't have too much information, except he had various severe illnesses besides the virus and was severely immunocompromised. So with that, then we start to wonder, well, he might have also had HIV. And as his white counts would be, you know, sadly compromised because of the human immunodeficiency virus, then monkeypox could sadly take over a lot easier than in another patient who was immunocompetent. So immunocompromised means you're compromised from an immune status. Immunocompetent means you're probably strong enough. We had a patient that was diagnosed with monkeypox, COVID, and HIV at the same time. And that made big news. But as I had said, I'm like, look, guys, there's a chance that, okay, he had HIV for a while. And the only reason why it got tested is because he came in having these sores, and they asked him, do you have sex with men? And when he said yes, they're like, well, we should also run an HIV. And they've even told us, if we are examining somebody for monkeypox and suspecting it, and they are in the risk group, the high-risk group for HIV, to run the test. And then, because everybody and their mother has Omicron, he tested positive for COVID. I mean, how many of us could be testing positive for COVID and we don't even have symptoms? So it wasn't the biggest news. I wouldn't be surprised if we have more people that go, wow, I got diagnosed with all three. But what that does mean is monkeypox is not competing with COVID. Something I would know, but maybe not a lot of people know. COVID definitely can interfere with flu and compete with flu. Even though we had a couple people with flu rona where they had both COVID and flu. But one thing that is going to be the next focus is, what does COVID do for us that's good? Now, nobody wants to even talk about that. They're like, well, COVID kills. Yes, we know it kills. And that's why we have vaccine. That's why we have Paxlovid. But if COVID is this flipping powerful to interfere with flu, get past a mask, get past a vaccine, COVID might be a virus that we could use later, not as a bioweapon, It's already been used as that, but we could use for other medical applications. So I think it's definitely worth looking at. So this patient, though, that died, and this is what's making people nervous, because death from monkeypox is not something that we want to see follow. They say the cause of death is still yet to be determined, but if it is confirmed to be monkeypox, it'll make it America's first fatality. There's a chance this person died from multiple factors. If he was that immunocompromised, he could have also had pneumonia. You know, but we need to dissect this out because the mistake we made with COVID, where, yeah, we had this person die, he was in a car accident, but he tested positive for COVID, so let's just put it as a COVID death. We're not going to do that with this. They said globally there's been at least 15 deaths from the virus that have been reported. Two died in Spain, one in Brazil, and I'm not sure where the other ones occurred in. So with America already being past 18,000, it's still obviously a significant threat because the more people that have it, the more people can spread it. But it does sound like that those individuals are isolating. They are, you know, people have these stereotypes. Well, if somebody has sex with multiple people, they just don't care. They have, I mean, not entirely. You know, they do care about the people they have sex with. They do care about their friends. They, you know, it blows my mind the stereotypes that people will give, and then they'll think they can extrapolate that to future behaviors. But it appears that many people in the men who have sex with men community are isolating, trying to avoid, or they're making these little pods. We talked about that, where they would only have sex with a very small group in their pod and just leave it at that. Yeah, see, this is why I'm not a gay man, because I wouldn't be invited to any of these pods. I never got invited to the parties. I got invited to, you know, maybe some birthday parties, but I was not the cool kid because I didn't do drugs and I didn't do sex. So I didn't get invited to a lot of these things. So I'm really wondering what's happening to those individuals that kind of get booted from the pod. But anyway, health officials in Texas revealed that they did have one patient who died. They are going to, today they announced the case was confirmed to be due to the virus. Okay, Dr. John Hellerstedt said monkeypox is a serious disease, particularly for those with weakened immune systems. We continue to urge people to seek treatment if they've been exposed to monkeypox or have symptoms consistent with the disease. So remember, you know, this is a virus that we've known about for a while. It was discovered in 1958. There was an outbreak of a pox-like disease in monkeys. And so they kept the virus to study it, and they called it monkeypox because it was a virus that affected monkeys. Then the first human case happened in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Then it was later detected, this was in 1970, in other Central and West African countries. America got its first monkeypox outbreak in 2003. That's when 47 people got it from pet prairie dogs. These pet prairie dogs, I believe, picked it up at a farm, and then the distributor got monkeypox, and all the pet stores or little farms that would sell these prairie dogs, people who got it from there, they were able to isolate and trace it back to, I guess, one distribution center. July 2021, that's when the first monkeypox case was detected in the U.S. So monkeypox, remember, this has now been over a year. So 18,000 global cases in 1 year, it's slow. It's still an outbreak, but we're not at pandemic levels. But the case was somebody who had recently returned from Nigeria. In November 2021, another case was picked up from a resident who returned from Nigeria. Then in May 2022, that's when the U.S. declared an outbreak. And there was a case in Massachusetts from someone who came back from Canada. And then children and a pregnant woman were discovered to have it in July. And then America declares it a public health emergency this month. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bring your patients, check in online. Don't check a bag if you don't have to. Book early flights because if it does get delayed or canceled, you'll still have a better chance of getting out.
Sound advice from travel expert Lee Avamonte as airports are packed as travelers take off on those last summer vacations ahead of the Labor Day weekend. According to AAA, over 130 million Americans are traveling over this long holiday weekend. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing for the first time in history they will provide abortion services and counseling to veterans in cases of health dangers, rape, and incest, even at federal facilities in states that have outlawed abortion. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says the weather forecast is improving for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in May and June, we were told that we are going to be looking at a very above active hurricane season. And then we had Tropical Storm Colin on July 2nd, and knock on wood, it had been quiet, right? All the way through to the last week of August. Well, don't let your guard down. We are expecting multiple hurricanes. In fact, three potential storms are currently forming off the East Coast. So Danielle, Earl, and Fiona may be coming our way. And joining us next is Dr. Ian Giamanco, lead research meteorologist at Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, to kind of talk to us about how to get prepared. Dr. Giamanco, thank you so much for joining us.
You are very welcome. Glad to be here.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, we shouldn't let our guard down. We know that this has kind of been a rarity having this. I think we haven't had this since 1982, this sort of a calm before the storm. But it looks like we are anticipating some activity coming our way.
Yeah, the Atlantic's definitely starting to bubble up. We've had this kind of abnormally quiet period, but it's given us a chance to think about, hey, what are the things we forgot to do around our home and some of the things we may have overlooked when we usually start preparing, which is right that start of hurricane season. So this gives homeowners a good chance to catch up on some of those things you may have forgotten about.
Exactly. And, you know, I have family in Florida. I have family in Texas. There's, you know, which areas of, I mean, when you guide clients and, you know, which states do you find keep you the most busy?
Well, you have to look at kind of, you know, one of the big key factors in how an area handles really all forms of severe weather is their building codes. Do they have good, strong, well-enforced building codes? Florida and Virginia, two tops in the country. Florida's number one, Virginia number two, in how we understand wind-related building codes. On the flip of that, some of the other Gulf Coast states, Texas is the one that's really kind of weird. You have a lot of local jurisdictions that handle their building codes. You have this hodgepodge of mix. You can go from a town that has really good building codes to a neighboring area that doesn't have any at all. So those are the things that we have to look at is understanding, you know, who has what code. Is it well enforced? Is there good training for code officials and those inspectors? And is there good training for contractors with licensing to go with it? Those are some of the key factors in the built environment that determine whether an area is going to have a lot of damage and a lot of long road to recovery, or maybe they've got really good codes in place that can help limit some of the damage from these storms.
Absolutely. And, you know, we always talk about how to store water, food, what to do for the immediate, but the after effect is sometimes not always planned for. And I believe some people are uninsured or underinsured, or they don't, you know, they think, well, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, board up, it'll pass. But there's a lot of damage that could happen. And then the after effect of hurricanes is what I think a lot of Americans aren't prepared for.
I think that's right. So from the insurance standpoint, you know, one, you need to have homeowners insurance, plain and simple. And it also goes for floods, too. Floods typically not covered under your homeowner's policies, the National Flood Insurance Program. So even if you're not in a technically defined flood zone, my house here is not, but we have flood insurance because anywhere it rains, it can flood. So think about that. That's that safety net that's behind you. So every year we encourage folks, regardless of whatever weather hazard you have to deal with, get a hold of your insurance agent, walk through your policy, ask those questions. They're there to help you and be an expert that can guide you. And as we look at today's world, we have increasing building costs, things like that. It's important to, one, make sure we keep up with the value of our home. So talk to your agent, sit down every year. I know it's something that we don't want to do and we don't think about, but it can be very crucial in that instance where you're dealing with an impact to your home after the fact. Those steps that you put in before are going to pay off in terms of making that process much, much smoother, remove some of those headaches. And that's what we're looking for, right, is to make this what is a bad day not be as bad as it could have been.
So true, so true. We're speaking to Dr. Ian Giamanco, lead research meteorologist at Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. About only 30% of homeowners are prepared, it looks like. I mean, I have family. They don't think about insurance. My father, when he died, had no life insurance. Most of my family doesn't have homeowners insurance. The costs are a lot more approachable than they think. What are you recommending to those people who, you know, we're dealing with inflation, we're dealing with a recession, you know, what are you telling consumers about, even though I think it's, you know, penny wise, pound foolish to not protect yourself, what about the affordability of some of these plans?
I think a lot of people don't realize that it is more affordable than you may think. Maybe you're working under kind of something that your neighbor told you or other folks. And what you need to do is go shop it around, too. We compare everything these days, talk to multiple agents, look at different carriers, and get that best deal. That's a business decision for you and your family to look at the coverage you need versus what you can afford and kind of balance those things. But you need to have it. It can really, really make the recovery side less of a heartache. We know you're going to, if you have damage, you're probably going to be displaced out of your home, and you got enough to worry about. You want to have that backup plan in place. I look at it, you know, my aunt and uncle had to deal with Hurricane Ida last year, ended up having to gut their house. But the insurer did what they needed to do. They got their claims processed quickly, efficiently. They had everything documented really well. Went through the process. Yes, it took a while, and it was a big headache to get everything back to normal. But you just think about how much worse it could have been had they didn't have some of these backups.
One of my listeners just asked, how do you purchase insurance right before the hurricane? Will you even get coverage so late in the game?
Well, there's something you need to think about well in advance. But you can talk to agents. You can get that done. But again, those are things you need to look at on an annual cycle, not outside of hurricane season completely. I mean, this is, you're looking at even home fire, those kinds of things. So do that on an annual basis. Right now, yeah, trying to do it short notice, like anything else, is not necessarily a good idea to do. So you need to, you know, dust it off, do it every year, look at it. And I know it's not fun, and it's frustrating to deal with, but sit down, take that time and do it, because it can really, really make a big difference if that bad day happens to come.
Yes, and a lot of people have moved and displaced. You know, I have family who, they grew up in Florida, grew up in Texas, but we have a lot of family that, or a lot of individuals have left California, left New York, and now are finding themselves in some of these southern states and going, oh, I didn't think about that. So we really, really appreciate you being here. And with your meteorology background, what are you advising people to do as we're bracing for a possible triple punch when it comes to hurricanes in this next few weeks?
The one thing from the weather side, we want, it only takes one to really upend your life. And if you talk to folks who experienced even 30 years ago back to Hurricane Andrew, and there's a lot of folks in Florida that weren't around, that live there now, that weren't there for that, all they want to know is, tell me if I'm going to have an Andrew. Tell me if I'm going to have a Laura. Tell me if I'm going to have an Ida. Tell me if I'm going to have a Harvey. Mm-hmm. For those folks, one storm makes the most active season they've ever experienced. So be prepared. Do this stuff in advance. The last thing you want to do is have to put all your plans in motion with so little time. It creates anxiety. It's frustrating. You're going to forget things, and we don't want that to happen. Stay ahead of the situation. Do these things now so you don't have to do it in a rush when a storm comes. It's going to make your life easier, and you've got that muscle memory when you have to hit go, and you got your plan in place, and you just run through it, and you do it. And it's going to make life just that much smoother. And hopefully the bad day never comes, but be ready.
Love it. How can my listeners find out more information?
A great place to go for tips, especially as we head into hurricane season, disastersafety.org. We have our ready guides there. We've got tips on winter weather, severe thunderstorms, hurricanes, wildfires, everything you need to know, from the small projects around your home to the last-minute prep tips, all the way to the big things like when you're re-roofing and you want to make some big structural improvements to your home. Please check those out, disastersafety.org.
Dr. Giammanco, thank you and the team at Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. We really, really appreciate all you do, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people are still asking me and asking each other, how much is this going to cost Americans to write off college students' debt? Joe Biden last Wednesday announced that $10,000 in student loans would be canceled for those earning under $125,000, $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. If you are a couple and you are married to somebody, as long as both of you make under $1 million a year, you can get $10,000 off your student loans. Now, the students think that's great, but as I told you, many of them are kind of mixed because they feel the country is mad at them. They didn't necessarily ask for their neighbors and co-citizens to pay. They asked for college to not be so expensive and for them not to be riddled with so much debt. So, again, I urge everybody to not get mad at college students or people with student loans, because as usual, you know, the government decides to do something and then it kind of pits one side against another. If you are a college student, though, don't feel guilty. You know, if it passed, it passed. You know, you didn't specifically say, look, you know, I want my neighbor who didn't go to college and sacrificed, you know, to support their family to pay for my college. I get it. And there's a lot of that going on because there's a lot of rhetoric on both sides. Even many Democrats are upset. Some are upset that it wasn't all the student loans, that all the student loans were supposed to be, you know, written off, which I don't really see how you could do that at all. And then other Democrats are like, wait a second, most of my constituents, you know, are those that really struggle to scrimp and save, and many of them couldn't afford to go to a California school, state school, or George Washington University, or so, you know, you're really kind of rewarding people who are making six figures. Not that a person making six figures is a bad person, but if we're going to be spending this much money, you know, I would rather it go to the homeless veterans that don't have homes right now, the homeless population that is growing. I'd rather it go to some of these babies that are coming over the border being trafficked to get them some food and formula. I'd rather it go to formula for our Americans who don't have formula right now. There's just so much the money could go to, and I'd really, really like to see many health clinics established throughout the country. I think that would help, you know, people even beyond those that went to college. But there's still not been an actual number of what this will cost you or I. The White House has not stated what the overall cost of the debt write-off will be. Estimates start in the region of $300 billion. Some estimates are actually coming at $1 trillion, meaning this would be one of the costliest executive actions in history. There's also a lot of debate on how legal it is. Can a president just say, hey, guys, everybody gets money, or everybody doesn't have to pay money, and you know, can they bribe people that way? Do they have that potential? Or does any sort of appropriation and lack of funds coming in have to go through Congress? We're being told it has to go through Congress. Also, you know, there's a lot of concern as to, so if we borrow money now, I mean, I got a child in college right now. I have a child that finished college, going into grad school. I don't want that money being taken from homeless individuals and from, you know, from Medicare and all that, but is this something that is going to be retroactive, proactive? What, I mean, should we borrow? I just spent hundreds of dollars on tuition. Maybe we should have borrowed it. So there's a lot of questions on what should we be doing, because the old school thinking of, look, you know, borrow what you can afford. If you can't afford going to Pepperdine or UCSD, then limit your, you know, maybe rethink your aspirations. Go to a state school, save some money, work part-time like I did. I worked multiple part-time jobs throughout undergrad and medical school in order to make this work. And then, so what? Now what's next? Does everybody get it? Is it just those that went to a fancy school and not a state school? Because, I mean, you have a choice to go to state school or a fancy school. But it looks like fancy schools could benefit from this too. That's not what the students necessarily wanted. The students just want the schools, whether they're fancy or not, to not cost hundreds of dollars a credit. You know, I told you when I was looking at my son's bill, a lot of the professors in most of these schools are still not back full-time. They do remote. They sleep in. I know a lot of professors. Okay, they are not, right, nose to the grind, you know, 40 hours a week. So I figured, okay, well, now that, you know, that's going on, prices will go down. It's not. In addition to the high cost of tuition, they tacked on another few hundred dollars a semester for the online learning. Now, I get it. Sometimes there's IT costs. You might need more IT people. But why aren't then colleges cutting professors that aren't really working full-time to part-time, have them just part-time? Because if all they're doing is teaching three classes a week, and then they're doing some office hours, And they're not, you know, and mind you, you know, I was a professor, and yes, I did put in the 40-plus hours because I was available for my students on the weekend. I was reviewing their work. I would give them assignments, and I would really put in that work. But I know a lot of people that don't. They're like, I'm done. I'm off the clock. Don't text me. Don't email me. I was always accessible on the weekends. So I thought colleges would then be starting to cut back. You know, the professors that are full-time, make some of them part-time. Have some of them that just want to be fully remote, just do that class remote. And then some, you know, the class is, what, 3 hours a week? Or 6 hours a week, plus prep time, part-time. So, they're not. Colleges do not look like they're making moves to cut what students have to pay or save costs. What I'm seeing is the costs are going up. And by the way, my child doesn't want to be online. He wants to go to school. Why is he paying for online fees? He doesn't want to do online class. He wants to go back to, I mean, that's what he's spending thousands of dollars for, to go to college. So that's what students want and students need. So my kids never borrowed. So they're not going to get the $10,000. Now I wish they did. But that goes against our thinking. I grew up going, you don't borrow unless you really, really need to. And if you do have to borrow, you need to rethink if you could even afford that. If you can't afford going to Stanford, even if you get in, you might need to rethink applying there. That's why I didn't really apply to any other school than the local state school, because I didn't have a place to live, I didn't have a car. So I got, luckily, an academic scholarship, so all I had to do was work to support myself. But it, you know, maybe I could have borrowed. So they're saying that the Biden student loan write-off would then get rid of $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. And I thought we needed that $1.6 trillion for all the new climate change stuff. 43 million people have federal student loans. 20 million will have all their debt forgiven. 21 million will have some of their debt forgiven. $28,400 is the average debt, excuse me, for a bachelor's. They say $200 to $299 is the average debtor's monthly repayment. 16% of borrowers are in default. $600 billion would be the total cost of the cancellation plan. They say there's $1.6 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. Well, it would really be nice to get some of that money still coming in, as that's what, you know, you loan money and then you're supposed to get it back. $2,500 cost of plan for every taxpayer. 240 million Americans do not hold college degrees. So now they're saying this might cost us about $2,500 a person to do this for our college students. Well, not my college students, because we didn't borrow. Now I wish we did. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water,
and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.